Today's daf is daf Nuntes. We got a few lines down into Nuntes Amud Aleph. And the Gemara had presented Machlokas. Up until I guess yesterday's daf, we were assuming that Vaisya Deha and Mizonos go hand in hand. That since the husband gives Mizonos to his wife, so then the wife's Vaisya Deha go in turn to the husband. And the Mea Kesef, the additional allowance that she receives, is going to be replaced by her Mosar, the surplus of her salary goes to the husband. That was what we assumed up until now. Then we apparently assumed that, then we saw there's a machlokas, that there is an opinion that thinks it's the opposite, actually, that the mazonos correspond to the mosar, and the mea kesef correspond to the mazonos. Because that was a question, do you line up shchiach with shchiach, or do you line up kites with kites, something set amount for a set amount? Mea kesef is set amount, and the mazonos is set amount. I've rather my sedeh set amount. Or do you do shchiach, mezonos is shchiach, and maaseh deh shchiach? Okay, so that's machlokas. So Gemara now, for the next few lines, going to explain a few different rayas, whether that's really true. So the Gemara says meisiveh. This is 8 lines from the top. Meisiveh. Tiknu mezonos tachas maaseh yedeh. So you see a clear statement of the brisa that says, again, this is machlokas amaram before this. So there's a tana that supports a brisa that supports one of the amaram, saying that the mezonos were in place of the maaseh yedeh, or maaseh yedeh were in place of the mezonos. That seems to be the correlation, and the Gemara says, no, Ema changed the girsa to say tachas moser maaseh yedeh. In order to fit the other opinion, really what it should say is mezonos is supposed to correlate with the extra maaseh yedeh. That's how they get out of that one. They're missing the word moser.
Why would they change the girsa?
Because
we actually hold the other way around. We hold it.
Right. And this is always a larger question in general. When going through sugyas or any debate for that matter, there's always the logic and there's always the text. You bring the proofs from the text and you have to bring the logic. So the opinion above thought that logically it made sense that Mosar went with Mizonos. So how did he deal with all the texts that say otherwise? He has to change the text in order to fit into his logic.
No, we ended up saying that Mizonos go against Maaseh Yedeh and Mosar goes against...
That's only according to one opinion. That's how we paskin, and that's only according to one of the opinions. But there's
right.
The other opinion
that
said the other way around. So how do you deal with all the texts that say differently? So you have to change those yourselves.
Okay.
Then the Gemara brings another ayah, Toshma, Im eino nosein la mea kesef l'tzarcheha Maaseh Yedeh shela. If you do not pay the mea kesef, her allowance, then she keeps the Maaseh Yedeh. So we see from here that mea kesef, the allowance, actually goes hand in hand with maaseh yedeh. And what the other opinion thought mea kesef went with moser maaseh yedeh. So Gemara says, Einachnami, here too also you'll change the gears. So saying, Ema moser maaseh yedeh shela. So Einachnami, you'll say that the mea kesef, her allowance, will correspond to the extra maaseh yedeh that she makes. So again, the same type of thing. This is the other opinion saying that changing the gears of the other brisa. So Gemara said, but that's hard to say that, to change the gears in this last proof, because doesn't it say on this very Mishnah, Mahi Osela, what does she do for him? What is the Maaseh Yedeh? What's her obligation to him in terms of her salary? Mishkal Chamesh Shlaim Shesi. So a weight of 5 Shlaim, or a value of 5 Shlaim of Shesi, which is one of the strings, one of the directions of the weaving. What's that called? The
warp of the web.
Warp of the web. You don't know what they are. If you don't know them, we're not expected to know
them. The
Hebrew.
Hebrew.
Okay. So the warp is which way?
Warp is the one that goes down.
Vertical. How do you remember that? And what's the other one called?
Weft.
Is there any mnemonic to remember that?
Left is weft.
There you go. Okay. Left is weft. Okay.
Very good.
Left is weft. Okay.
Highlight.
And they have to remember that. That's and the left is the arev. Shesi is warp, right? Shesi is warp, and that's vertical. And arev is weft and left. Okay. I'm still not remembering this by the end of this daf. You know, we're testing me at the end, see if I remember this. So you see from here that on that mission it says that she owes him 5 slime of shesi of that, see I already forgot, of the warp. So the Yehuda in Yehuda. So this, Rashi explains what the question is. You see Rashi, 3 lines from the top, V'ha Allah katani v'masnizim, Mahi Osela, what is she obligated to him? Midufarish Basar Maisedea, after explains that she has to do certain Maisedea for him, Mahi Osela, what does she do for him? Michlal Dereshu Maisedea. I read that at the beginning of the Mishnah, where it said that the Mizonos, rather that the Mea Kesef was for Maisedea, sounds like we're talking about Maisedea, not Mosar. So again, let's review this. The Mishnah says that If he doesn't give her the mea kesef, if he doesn't give her the salary, then she keeps her ma'aseh deah. And the Gemara wants to say that's really most of ma'aseh deah, the change in the girsa. And the Gemara says back, you can't say it's most of ma'aseh deah, because the Mishnah continues to say, what's ma'aseh deah? It refers to the five shlaim. And five shlaim, everyone agrees, is definitely the ma'aseh deah, not the most of ma'aseh deah. So it's very difficult to change a girsa to say that the ratio is most of ma'aseh deah and go on to explain ma'aseh deah. So the Gemara explains as follows. Halchi kamar, the way it should be said is as follows. The Mishnah is read, ma'aseh deah kamahavi. So we're talking about Echanami, we're referring to Moser, ma'aseh deah in the beginning. So then the Mishnah says, so what is ma'aseh deah? Why do you need ma'aseh deah? We're talking about Moser, ma'aseh deah. The hava, the leida, Moser, dida, kam. We have to know, in order to know what Moser is, you have to know what the baseline is, what ma'aseh deah is. So tell us what ma'aseh deah is, in order for us to deduce from that, what is Moser, ma'aseh deah. So what's ma'aseh deah? Kama mishkal chamish shlaim shisibyuda, shein eser shlaim begalil, and then the remainder, it's going to be Moser, ma'aseh deah, and that's what she gets to keep for herself, if her husband does not give her the mea kesef of the weekly allowance. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, going right to a different topic, but related to what we saw on yesterday's daf. Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Yochanan Hasandler. We passing like Rav Yochanan Hasandler, who said that if a husband is makdish ma'aseh deha, he paskin that it won't be effective even la'achar misa. Nothing will be chal. Remember we had yesterday three opinions. Rav Yochanan Hasandler said, a man who's makdish his wife's ma'aseh deha doesn't work. And the other opinion, who's the other opinion? Rabbi Yehuda, was it? Rabbi Meir. And Meir says, it does work. But the question was, does it work Mechaim or does it only work Lacha Misa? We're talking about Moser. Exactly, right. Very good, right. The Mishnah told us that regular Ma'aseh Deah doesn't work. Right. The whole debate was Moser Ma'aseh Deah.
Motar is the extra.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, should I say Motar?
No?
Motar?
Motar. Motar is allowed.
Right. So I'm throwing you off with Mosar. Or Moser, how I said. However I pronounce it incorrectly. Roll the R's. So the Mosar Ma'aseh Deah, that's the debate. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler said that Mosar Ma'aseh Deah, it's not Chal at all. And that's how Shmuel Paskin was like, it's not Chal. Umi Amar Shmuel Halchi, does Shmuel really say this? Mehatanan, doesn't the Mishnah that appears in Maseches Kedushin tell us, Konim Shani Osa Leficha. So the wife says, I'm making a Konim, a type of neder, that anything that I do will be usher to the husband. So that halacha is Tanakama Paskins Ain Otsar Lahafir. The husband does not need to be made for the nether. The nether is not effective at all. Nothing happened. And Rashi explains the reason. You see, Rashi Ain Otsar Lahafir, nether's there. You don't need to undo this nether. She'ain Bakawach Lakdisha Lafisha Hushalo. She has no right to be Makdish her Maasedah because it's really Mishubad to her husband. Rabbi Kiva, however, says, Omer, Yefer Shema Tadiv Halav, Yesim and Haroi Lo. No, you have to be made for it because only the baseline Chivim go to him. But anything more, let's say she's
only
really successful.
Pays.
What? Only if he pays, right? Only, and even if he pays, there's only a certain amount that goes to him. But let's say she's really successful. So that extra money above the amount of the base and above the amount of the Moser also is going to be hers. So he needs to be made for it because the Nether, with regards to that extra, will be Chal. Will be chal if she makes any extra money.
But when she's dying, dead or alive?
When she's alive, I think. Okay. So then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar Yefer, you should be mefer shema yigar shena v'tihe asura lachzor. Because the nether will be chal the moment she becomes divorced, and once it becomes divorced, they can never remarry each other, which is interesting that that's a concern of his, because this nether she takes is only a nether for him. So if she gets divorced, I guess there's still some hope we could get them back together. We don't want to, you know, knock that as an option. So because of those reasons, he should be made for that. Therefore, he won't be chal even after the gerushin. So we have three opinions. Again, Tanakama says there's no need for a neder, no need for mefer rather. Rabbi Kiva says you need it for the extra, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you need it for when she gets divorced. How do we paskin? Vamar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that you should mefer it for when she gets divorced. So how is this a stira to what he said before? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Sandler, who passed him like before, said nothing's chal at all. You cannot be makdish the Moser, but here it sounds like you can be makdish the Moser.
Right, it seems that he holds that Adam makdish the verse about the oil.
That's right. You see, look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Vamar Shmuel Halach, like what you just said, Alma lichshe kiyashena chal haneder. When he divorces her, then the neder is going to be chal. Even though he said the neder, she said the neder 10 years ago, it didn't take effect. But then 10 years later, he divorces her, the neder is going to be chal at divorce.
Right.
And Rashi goes on to say, Alma, adam makdish davar shelo ba'al ilam, shadayin lo girsha. So he can make a neder, a person can make a neder, even though it doesn't exist, that option doesn't exist yet in the world. As opposed to Shmuel HaPaskin before that, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says, the hekdesh that the husband attempts to take does not work of the moser because those moser masir there don't exist yet. So there's a steer within Shmuel whether you can makdish davar shelo ba'al ilam.
But how it can actually align practicality matters? Meaning if he's doing neder, what is the neder? That whatever you make extra is mine?
The neder she makes is anything I do, the husband cannot get hana from.
She makes the neder or he makes
the neder? He makes the neder.
Everything.
No, I'm sorry. No, it's a she. She makes another. She makes
another. But anything I do, you cannot enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And the nether chal when she dies.
The nether's chal here. It's according to at least Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which we paskin like. It's chal when she gets divorced.
Right, because it's a takana that if it chals when she gets divorced, then it's going to chal for good, and she can never come back.
But how can it work? How can nether can work if you know he can method the nether?
If he made for the nether, then nothing exists.
He has to make for, because if he doesn't make for, then it can. That's what they're saying.
It will be effective. If he is not made for, the nether will be chal.
So whatever she collected until the divorce, nothing happened. When she's divorced, it's not his.
Exactly.
But the whole idea is that it's not because she's divorced, it's because she cannot come back to him. Then. Because if she comes back to him.
Why she cannot back to him?
Because since you always, when you're married, you always do stuff extra for your husband. So she's always going to be over the neder.
Oh. We said before that there was no hechrich to say the machlokas from Rabbi Yochanan was on davar shelo ba'al ilam. It could be about motzi dvar lo batala.
Right.
But so what the Gemara is saying here is that, but if you hold ein adam, if you hold other makdish davar shelo ba'al ilam, whatever, then the hechrich you have to say it is kadoshir, because the Gemara is saying that the fact we pass like Rabbi Yochanan and Sandler, it must be he's saying, you know, we don't pass
right.
The person who makdish davar shelo ba'al ilam. The implication is the two can't coexist. There's some tension there that the reason of the Mishnah has to be about
right. So I think the Gemara yesterday was indicating that. The only reason why I initially didn't suggest that because there was no clear proof within the Mishnah. But in Echanami, that was really the underlying reason, which we saw from the other Brice, I think.
And that was according to everybody, whether you hold like Rish Lakish or Pulim or Rav, everybody.
I thought so. To go back through just to double check.
I don't remember if we gave any swars.
Right. But I clearly hear that the reason for Yochanan ben Nuri, at least, why he doesn't allow to be Chal is because of... And then here, but we see the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who Shmuel Pasen like, says it can be chal after Gershon. Of Rabbi Yochanan ben Sandler, I mean. No, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler was from yesterday's daf, that it works in the Mosar. And here it's the Pasen of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that it works. Sorry, Rabbi Yochanan ben Sandler, that does not work in Mosar. And here, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that it is chal after Gershon. So that's the steer within Shmuel. Exactly. So that's the steer within Shmuel, whether it could be a davar shelo ba'al ilam. So how do we deal with this? So the Gemara explains, Ki Amar Shmuel, when Shmuel says that the halacha is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, l'hadafa, that's only referring to the surplus. That we say that it will be chal b'shas gerishin. So how does that deal with it? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ki Amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, l'hadafa, kamar, klamar, halacha di yefer v'lab mitameh. He says you're supposed to be made for her nether, but not for that very reasoning. Shmuel, again, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you require him a hafara, but not because of Yochanan ben Nuri's reasoning. Dilul Rabbi Yochanan Iker Maisei Deh Tzar Hafara. He thinks that the actual, even the Iker Maisei Deh, is completely, she has every right to make a nether, so he has to even make for that. Ula Shmuel Mishum Hadafa, it's only because of the surplus, Shema Tadif Al Haroihu Damar Yefer, because she might make more than she owes him. V'hashanami have a matzah l'kshuri sof sof lo baliolam telo nase l'kshu le'kushe achrisa. The Gemara could have asked this question in Echanami. So let's say that again. So the Gemara says, Shmuel agrees to Yochanan ben Nuri that you require hafara. But he requires hafara because of the surplus that she might make. So Rashi tells us...
It's Rabbi Akiva Shita, right?
This is... That's pretty interesting. Okay. I was at the Gemara going to ask that question. I think. where I was going to suggest that, suggest that very point. So before we even get this, Rashi says, wait a second, there's a greater question we have also, is how does that solve the problem? If it's going to be effective, if you require a hafara on the hadafa, which is also the mosar maisedeh, that's also davar shelo balialam. That doesn't deal with the problem. So Rashi, in Echanam, the Gemara could have asked that question, but the Gemara asked a different question. So in essence, if we're saying right now with Gemara, that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but for a different reason, he's basically, what Adam suggests, he's basically using Rabbi Kiva's reasoning now, because of the Hadafa. So the Gemara says, Inami, if that's the case, sorry, Lema, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, La Hadafa, either say it's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri with respect to Hadafa only, or say, Inami, Ein Halacha Tanakama. Don't hold like Tanakama, but you can hold like Rabbi Kiva, or like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but for a different reason, which is the same as Rabbi Kiva and his reasoning. Or Inami, say Halacha Rabbi Kiva, which is the clearest. Say that we pass on Rabbi Kiva. Because what the Gemara is suggesting right now is that, again, we pass on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri only with respect to Hadafa. That's the same exact shita as Rabbi Kiva. So that can't be how to deal with the stira within Shmuel.
Somehow the Gemara assumes, I mean, Rashi says it could have asked the question anyways, but you see the Gemara assumes that getting her Maisi Adayim after Gerushin is more lo bali olam than getting her Hadafa.
That's pretty interesting,
right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what the Gemara think was accomplishing by moving from Gershena to Hadafa? Somehow, because it's possible now, as opposed to being only possible in the future, I thought it was less lo bali olam. It was less lo bali olam.
And why are you saying, what's the svar you're saying? The Gemara is clearly making that distinction.
Because the Gemara asked Akasha, it's lo bali olam.
No, I hear your point, but why do you think Gerushin is less in the world than Hadafa?
Why do I think that? Because Gerushin is something which, her earnings after Gerushin, is not possible now.
It's just not possible now. The Moser is possible now. Okay.
What I don't understand is, I know it's late, but it seems from here that up to the Mishkal Chamesh Slaim, there's a chiyuv on her to do this additional.
The Mishkal Slaim, exactly. We'll see the Mishkan Amud Beis. Actually, there's a requirement that a woman has to work a certain amount.
But that's Masei Adea. The Mishkal Chamesh Slaim is it's Moser Masei Adea or no?
The Mishkal Chamesh Slaim is the amount of Masei Adea that she has to do.
Not the Moser.
Not the Moser.
Anything over Mishkal everything Mishkal Chamesh Slaim, anything over that is Moser Masei Adea.
Exactly. Right. Okay, so the Gemara says, so still we're trying to deal with this question within the stira, within Shmuel, whether he holds of Ein Adam Maktish Davar Shel Lo Bal Ilam, or he is allowing for one to be Maktish Davar Shel Lo Bal Ilam. So the Gemara says, El Amar Vyosef, Rav Yosef makes a suggestion here. Konmos Kamras, you were talking about Konmos here in this case right here. This is a page of the Daf, it's not Konmos. And Konmos is different, shiny Konmos. Why? Mitoch She Adam Oser Peros Chaver Olav, Adam Maktish Davar Shel Lo Bal Ilam. Since a person's allowed to aser, I could take, I'm not going to use W, he doesn't like when I use him as an example, I'm going to take Adam's fruit. So Adam, I'm going to take Adam's fruit. I could aser Adam's fruit from me. I could prevent myself from having it by me making a konmos. There's a difference between konmos and hekdesh. Hekdesh is I say this table is going to be hekdesh. This is hekdesh for every single person. If I own this table, this desk, it's going to be hekdesh for everybody. It becomes a chepsesh hekdesh. Konmos is when there's a personal iser, the iser gavra, where I say I cannot get hana from Adam's fruit. So says the Rav Yosef as follows again. Shani konmos mitoch she'adam oser perus chaver olav. I could therefore also adam makdish davar shelo ba liolam. So also with respect of konmos, I can be a woman could be makdish things to her husband even though it's not in the world yet. It's a different type of hektish. So that's the initial svar of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to reject this.
So it's saying that konem. Since it's not his, right? Because he's
meaning.
There's a certain leniency. By hektish, I can't be makdish. I can't makdish your car. I have no right to that.
Because you're making it asur to everybody.
Exactly, it's your property.
But in konam, you are just do it on yourself, so you can do it.
Exactly,
you're not affecting other people.
Exactly,
you're
so since
on your own.
Exactly, so since there's more options for me to create konmos even on your fruit, so too I can even do konmos when it's something that's davar shelo b'olam. It's just more lenient. It's more expansive.
So meaning, so you can make an edel that you also yourself about something that is not with you right now. And because it's not davar shel ba'olam right now, so the same thing, the same idea, you can make another that's that's something but she can make a neder on something that will come later.
Well, I seem to say the same thing. I'll say that again. Maybe what you meant is that I can make a neder on your property, even though I don't own it. But konos, I can make a neder that I cannot get property.
You cannot enjoy from my property.
So just like,
yes.
Even though normally I can't make your property hektish, but I could forbid myself from it.
Okay.
So just like I could forbid myself from your fruit, a personal thing, I could also create something that doesn't exist in the world yet because there's more leniencies when it comes to konos. It's more expansive, the application.
And what is specific example to our union?
So if she says that, and she makes a neder.
So she said.
She says a neder.
Same way that you can say, she can say.
Even though it won't be effective until she gets divorced, which is davar shelo b'olam, but we still, by konmos, you can have such leniencies.
Exactly.
It's like a chetz agavra thing.
Exactly.
It's the subject that's being answered.
Right. And therefore, konmos would actually be more similar to a shvua, because shvua is a din and gavra also.
Right. And you are b'olam. I mean, if you're the subject of the word, so you're b'olam.
But they're still viewing this as davar shelo b'olam, right?
Yeah.
Ten dekel aperosav and stuff. Okay, so the Gemara says rejects Rav Yosef now and says, wait a second, I'm going to buy sister of Yosef. Bishma adam oser peros chaver olav. I understand that I can oser Adam's fruit to myself. Shkein adam oser perosav al chaver, because I in turn could actually take my fruit and say Adam can't take my fruit. So this works back and forth to each other. But to say yasu davar shelo bali olam al chavero. Shekein ein adam oser peros chavero al chavero, but I shouldn't be able to say that I could aser something that didn't come to the world yet, Adam from coming to the world yet, the fruit on him, because just like I cannot say Adam's fruit is also to David now, I can't say that, I have no right to do that. So too I can't say that Adam is going to be aser for fruit that doesn't exist yet. That's too many steps away. So for that, so that requires a little bit more hesber, to be honest. But we are running out of time, so I'll take the liberty of going weiter on that. So we reject Rav Yosef for that. Sela Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Raid Rav Yeshua, Bo Meres Yikdeshu Yedei Leosem." So the situation we're talking about here, and this daf again, when Shmuel passes like Rav Yochanan Nuri that you require hafara because Shem Yigashanu. So we're talking about a case here, Bo Omeres Yikadshu Yedei Leosem, that she's being makdish her own hands. The Yadaim is Snail Baolam. Her hands are in this world. It's considered Davar Sheb Baolam, and therefore it's effective. And therefore, it's not a steer. Shmuel here is talking about davar shebali olam. That's why he says Rabbi Yochanan Nuri requires hafara. Yesterday's off by the Mosar, that didn't exist yet, so therefore there's no hektish ozchal. V'chikamri hachi, when she says this, hachi mi makadsha, ha-mishabdile, she has no right to take her hands and turn them into hektish because her husband already owns her hands. She has every right to it. No, damri l'chi megarsha, talking about a situation where she says, my hands will become hektish if and when you divorce me. That's what she says. And then it'll be effective.
I need to make such an hektish because when you divorce, it's the same aspect that you cannot also my foot on me because I'm not yours anymore.
No.
So why just make such an hektish?
Let's say I'm selling fruit. I'm in the marketplace. Okay. So if I say that you can't get enough from them, you can't buy from me.
What? Say it again.
You're asking how, why one would...
Why she needs to make such an hekdesh when we'll get divorced, you're not allowed with my things, which automatically, I think, because
right, no,
not yours anyway.
You're right.
So why
the ex-husband cannot go to the property and take the fruit. You're right. But let's say she's selling in the shuk.
Good.
He's not allowed to buy from her because those fruit are now usher to him.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Or any other way, or through a matana or a gift or something, that's going to be usher for him. Now, I'm not sure if it transfers ownership to somebody else, an interim will then lose its status and maybe you could get her. No, I don't know. Okay, so it's talking about a situation where she takes a nether now while she's married that when I get divorced, then my yadaim will be hektish and since yadaim are be'olam, it's going to be effective. Is there any situation, is there another example where right now the hektish won't be chal, but there will be a delayed hektish that lekame later on in life, there will be, the hektish will be chal? Do we have such an example? So for that reason, they seem to reject Abaye, and Rav Huna rather. But Amar Rabbi Elai, Alam Allah, why not? I can tell you an example that we have where the hektish is delayed, just like here, and then this is a very good answer to deal with the case here, why Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. What's an example where hektish is delayed? Alam Allah, says Rabbi Elai, Ilu ha'omer l'chavero, a person says to his friend, Sadezu shani mocher l'cha, l'shecha kechena mimcha tikadesh. This property that I'm selling to you, when I buy it back from you, it's going to be kadosh. So right now he owns it. He He's selling it to his friend. I'm going to buy back from you whatever time down the line.
He's not talking about Yovel right now.
No, not Yovel. Just the regular case of being... Exactly. Regular case of being me being Makdish, buying and selling it back from you. So I'm going to make Hekdish now that it will be Chal when I buy it back from you, that which I'm selling you currently. So that will be effective. So Milo Kadosh, will that not be Kadosh? So Maskev Lo Rabbi Yimir. Rabbi Yimir says it's not a comparable. Mi Dami, are these two situations similar? Hasam Biyadol HaKdisho, Hachayim Biyadol Lagarish Etzatzma. Here, the guy currently owns the property. He says, I'm going to sell this to you and then buy it back. He says the hekdesh now. Even though the hekdesh won't be chal later on, it's biyado, it's in his hands to be makdish now if he wanted to, in theory. So that biyado gives him the koach to make a hekdesh that will be delayed later on. But here, by the woman, currently, she has no right as a married woman to make her hands hekdesh until she gets divorced. So they're very different cases. So Ella, so Halodam, your Rabbi Yimer says it's only similar to the following case. La Omer lechaveru, guy says to his neighbor, Sada zusha mecharti lecha, that field which I sold you already, lichshechechena mimcha, when I buy it back from you, tikdish dilo kidsha. So there, if your person makes it kadosh, it will not be kadosh, it will not be hektish. So to here, by the case of Gershon, it won't be hektish either, even though she says her hands are in the world, since she's not divorced yet, it won't be effective. Right. So then Maskiler Papa says, what do you mean? I have another case. Maskiv me dummy. Maybe he's asking a question, this last comparison. This last comparison Rabbi Yirmiyah made, Rabbi Papa doesn't like. Me dummy, are those two cases comparable? Hasam gufo peros biyada dilokech. By the case of the guy who was makdish, the guy wants to buy it back. So right now it's in his hand. I say, when I buy it, I'm going to make it hektish. It doesn't work. Because right now, the property and the fruit, the kinyan, the carrot, and the pears, and that guy's hand, I have no shaychas there. There's nothing attached to it. So what I'm saying makes no difference. But hacha, when it comes to the case of the woman, gufa biyadahu, but her hands are hers. So she has shaychas, obviously, to her hand, so it's more room to say that maybe the hektish would be chal by the gerushin case. So halo damya ela leomer. So the Rapapa says the case is really similar to the following scenario. Yeah.
But they're both davar sheba olam, the sadeh is there. It's just not his. He might buy it in the future, davar sheba olam. We're talking about the sadeh.
You know, you're right. So there are two points going on here. One point is be'olam. Number two is bailus, ownership.
Okay,
right. So
now he doesn't have the bailus.
Exactly. All the situation, it seems like we've dealt with the case of be'olam. It's talking about her hands. But we want to know how much bailus does one need in order to be makdish to something. You have to be able to makdish right now. We rejected it. Then we said you have to have ownership of it. So now, right now we're dealing with the case that right now she owns her hands. It's biyada, even though she can't actually do anything with them, but it's still in her ownership for the hands. So therefore,
it would seem that it's a much stronger contradiction. We should say that in the field he cannot do that and she can do that.
I'm saying if she could just simply opt out. Uh-huh.
Okay, because that's a much stronger raya.
Said the Gemara wanted to even bring a raya according to Reish Lakish. That Reish Lakish holds you can't say anything.
Very good. Okay. So again, so the bottom line now, Rapapa says the very last line of Amun Aleph, Halo Damio Elo Le Omer Lechavero. It's similar to the following case where a guy says to his neighbor, top of Amun Beis now, Sadezu Shemeshachanti Lecha. This field which I'm giving to you as a collateral to watch over. I probably owe you money, so when I redeem it, I pay back the money, mimcha tikadesh dikadesh, that will be an effective hektesh. Because right now, even though I can't do anything with the property, it's in you're watching over it, but I still own it, so the hektesh will be chal. So to buy the woman, even though she can't do anything with her hands because there's a shivud by her husband, but it's still in her hand, that's a much more comparable case. But then the Gemara says two lines down, maskevla rav shisha bered rav idi. Midami, are those cases similar? Hasam biyado liftoso, hacha in biyado lagarish atzmam. But the case of the mashkon, I at any given moment could go ahead and just redeem my property, pay back to the malva, and get my property back. But he or she never has any option to just divorce him or request him to divorce her. So those are still similar, dissimilar cases. She has less shaychus to her hands, though, than the case of the pikadon. So then the Gemara says further.
Oh, they're really persistent.
Yeah. Yeah, halo dami ella only looks like the following. Ella lomar loomi lechaveru says to his friend, sadezu shemeshechanti lecha lesa shanim. So this property which I have given to you as a collateral for 10 years, there is a there is an end. Lichshtafdena mimcha, when I redeem it from you, tikadosh, tikatcha. So when I redeem it, it will be kadosh, and that hekdesh works. So there apparently you have no right to redeem it within 10 years. There's a limit. 10 years is, you know, you can't like pay back the loan within 10 years. So here too also, you cannot redeem it within 10 years.
Right.
So it's much further down the line.
But even though he's challenging this Rav Papa, he's still coming on the same side of the coin here, because he's saying even though you had your comparison wrong, it's comparable to this case where it does work. Just like where he wrote a case.
Exactly,
where it
yes.
Does work.
We're saying right now where it does work, right?
Right. So he's still coming on the same side of the argument as him. He just didn't like the
case. Trying to find
the
better
That's
case.
That's different from Rav Papa before, when he didn't like the comparison and then it came out a different side of the argument.
So the Gemara says we don't like this comparison either, because Maskela Rav Ashi, now Rav Ashi says, Midami, Hasam, Lesser Shanam, Miha, Biyad, Lefdoso. There, at least 10 years down the line, it's possible for him to redeem it. But Hacha, here, Ain, Biyad, Lagarish, Asmali Olam. By the woman, she never has the option to get divorced, with her Ratzon. It's all up to him. So Ella Amar Rav Ashi, finally, Rav Ashi says, Konmos, Kamris, Shiny Konmos. We're talking about Konmos. And Konmos are very different. The Kedushes Guf Ninu, the Kedushes Guf. Now, when it comes to Hektish, there are two types of Kedushas. There's Kedushas Daman. Yes. Kedushas Guf and Kedushas Daman. Kedushas Mizbech is the same thing as Kedushas Guf. When I'm Maktish an animal, the animal, let's say a cow that's Roil Mizbech, it's Kedushas Mizbech, and it's also Kedushas Guf. The Kedusha is inherent to the animal. There's Kedushas Daman, which is only there's Kedusha on the value that I need to redeem the value to pay that money to Hektish. So when it comes to Konos, Konos has the same classification as Kedushas Guf. It becomes inherent. Even though it's only Aser to me, the fruit are only Aser to me, it becomes inherent with respect to my relationship to this fruit. Uch the Rava, as Rava says, we said this a few times already, appears a number of places in Shas. I think we only saw this once together, though, in Pesachim. Let's see. Oh, Yivamos also, I guess. So, Dama Rava, Hektish, Chameitz, person's Maktish, sorry, Hektish, Chameitz, Vishichur, Mafkin, Midei, Shibud. So when person's
we
spoke about this also. We spoke about it in other contexts as well. When a person's maktish, let's say you have a shibud on my land, and I'm maktish at property, or I have a shibud on my bread and becomes pesach and chametz, or if it's my eved is apotiki, I make my eved as a form of payment. If I don't pay you, you collect my eved, and I'm meshacher him, he goes free. All three of those situations will be pokeh, will undo, uproot the shibud that exists. So here too also, that once she's maktish her hands, she's mafgia the shibud that the husband has on her, and she has that right to do that. That's the chiddush we're saying here. So the Gemara said, that's the case, then, v'niktishu mehashta. So if she has the right to do that, so why are we saying only the hektish is chal after she gets divorced? The hektish should be chal right now. The shibud should be removed right now, even during marriage. The Gemara says, almu harabban, almu lashon of strength. The Rabbanan strengthened the Shibuda, the Baal, Kiecha de lo tikdesh mehasha. The Rabbanan gave the husbands the upper hand that she did not have the ability, even though midderaisa, it sounds like she can, in theory, maktish her hands. Chamin strengthened the husband's rights that she cannot be maktish it while they're married. It will only take effect after they've gotten divorced.
Is this an extension of Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua that he's the Omer Yikaji Yadai Leoseyan? Like that last teretz we gave.
I think so.
Or is
yeah.
It a different. Are we saying a whole different teretz? I mean, is it the pshat that she said, "My hands for Osam," or we're just saying the lashon of Konim is stronger, and then?
No, I think that as we said before with David, I think there are two points that need to be addressed for her ability to be makdish. One is ba'olam, and one is the bailash. Is her right? So if Hun is addressing the ba'olam, her hands are besnaya ba'olam. So we're talking about yadayim. Now within Yadayim, what gives her that right though? What gives her the bias? The Maktish sign. You can't be Davarsha, you can't be Maktish Javashena Shalovashena Brishuso. So this tells us this is Shalom, it's also now Brishuso, because the Hektish can be Mafkia the Shibud. I think that's what's being addressed.
Yeah.
Okay. Says the Mishnah. You're gonna like this Mishnah now, David.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Elom lachos sha'isha osa. We're learning a lot about you through these daf yomis. Elom lachos sha'isha osa labaila. The following actions, the following chores a wife has to do for her husband, and they are as follows: tochenes, she has to grind v'ofe, she needs to bake mechabeses, she needs to wash, do laundry mevashelas, she needs to cook meinikas benas, she needs to nurse the children. Matzas lo hamita, she needs to make the beds. Ve'osa betzemer, and make wool, I guess. That would be a...
Melecha.
Just a weaving, I guess?
I think that's... think that from now on they should change the girsa and delete the other parts from now on.
What part?
Of the second part of the Mishnah.
Oh, we didn't get the second part yet. Okay. But Osa Tamer refers to what? Making the wool or making into sweaters? Any?
Making clothes.
Okay, fine. So literally making wool. And then Hechanisa lo shivcha achas lete, she brings in a little helper, housekeeper with her, achas lo techanis lo ofev lo mechabesis. So she's removed from the responsibilities of grinding and from baking and from laundering. Stein lete, she has the money to bring in too. She's removed from the responsibility of cooking and from nursing her child. Shalosh, let's say she has three. Ematzas lohamita, she doesn't have to make the bed. Veinosa betzemer, she doesn't make wool either. Arba, let's say she has four. Yosheves bekadarta, kedater. I'm not sure to pronounce that word exactly. Well, what is that?
Kursa, sofa.
Yosheves bekatedra.
Like
cathedral. Oh, cathedral. Ah, Lashon cathedral. Is that what it says in English? Cathedral.
No,
it's not a good thing. Sit back and relax a little bit.
Bumming around.
Exactly. Cash for dinner.
She doesn't even need to bring stuff up and down, she says. Doesn't have to go up and down the stairs.
Okay. Harder than knees. So that's all according to the Tanakhama. But coming to Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Afilu Hechnisa Lo Mea Shvachos Kofalasos Betzemer Shebatola Mevili De Zima. Very important. And even if she brings in 100 Shvachos, she needs to do something because she sits around doing nothing. Boredom leads to Zima.
What about if Erva. She lunches on Central Avenue?
That's hard work.
What about what?
She lunches on Central Avenue all night.
She has 3 Shvachos. What do you mean? She's getting out.
According to Rabbi Elazar, that's not right. You need to do something. You need to at least make tzemer, make some wool. You're making wool, then you'll keep you a little bit busy. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Hamadis Isha Milasas Malacha, Yotziv Iteng Suba Shebatala Mivia Lidei Shimon. So Sotiv, a husband that says, I'm making a neder that my wife doesn't have to do any work. She's parted from all work. That neder, now she can't do any work for him. It forces him to divorce her because it's only going to amount to Shimum, which I guess is another lashon of Shigon, is mistake in Erva. I'm not sure why one uses lashon Zima, one uses lashon of Shimum. The same idea. If you're sitting around doing nothing, even going to Central Avenue having lunch all day, it's not a does not protect one from Zima.
So what is it? Meaning, if I tell my wife not to do melacha,
yeah,
you'd see.
You ask yourself.
Meaning, I ask yourself because I'm a nice guy. I don't want you to do any job. So why? So they're saying it's better that you get divorced.
Yeah, because it's almost vadai. Almost vadai, there'll be zinus going on.
Because the batala mevia lidei shiamum. She gone.
Right.
Craziness.
Okay. Oh, craziness. Ah, that's the point. Not erva. Ah.
No, shiamum is not pritzot.
Okay, the Gemara says now, tochenesakadaitach. You would think that she can actually sit there and grind. So, the Gemara at this point is assuming that they had these fancy mills that they would have the water run by and then it would go on its own. So she wouldn't have to sit there and actually grind. So Ella, the Gemara says, Ema mitachenes. No, she's overseeing, she's supervising the water mill of the grinding of the wheat. We buy Ema, Birecha Diadai. Or maybe it really actually refers to her actually physically with her hand grinding it. And when I went to the matzah, or the whole process of matzah, the grinding part of the stage for this past year. So they had these little hand grinders which were connected to the little desk, which are like those pencil sharpeners, you know, nailed in, that's what it looked like. And you would like grind it like a pencil sharpener, and then the wheat would go in and you'd grind it smaller and smaller. So that's what it's referring to, that if she has recha biyadaya, she has to actually grind it biyadaim. Masnis, and the Mishnah tells, the Gemara says, the Mishnah is delo k'Rabbi Chiya. It's not like Rabbi Chiya, the Tani Rabbi Chiya. Ein isha ela liyofi. The only purpose for a woman is for her beauty. Now you're leaving. Ain Isha Ella. Ain Isha. Ain Isha Ella Bonim. He also says the only purpose of women are for children. So again, Santani, further Rabbi Chiya, Ain Isha Ella Tachshita Isha. The only purpose of women are for her adornments, that you should buy her Tachshitin. That's the only reason why she exists. I don't get that one. She exists only for you to buy her something. So either way, all these opinions of Rabbi Chiya are not in accordance with their mission. The mission says, no, she's also there to serve you, not only just to be there to look pretty and to have children. And further, Tani Rabbi Chiya, Harotze Sheyadin Es Isho, person who wants to adorn or make her his wife look pretty, Yal Bishena Kli Pishon, buy her some flax clothing. that what would that be in our time? What type of that pishon is flax, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't really have flax. A little same thing as linen. Yeah. Okay, so linen. Harota sheyalbin es bito. Someone who wants to make their daughter white. Yachlenu efrochim. They had different like types of looks back then. I guess people liked dark nowadays, and back then they liked when people were pale. So if you want to make your daughter look pale, so feed her yachlenu efrochim little chicks. V'yashkena, or like Cornish hens. V'yashkena chalav samach lepirka, and have her drink a lot of milk during the time when she's mature.
Here it says, we learned it, but I don't remember. Mesapra, Ivamos, Mesapra, she ishto sharoichia haita metzaharet oto tamid. She used to give him...
Oh, really?
Limrod, lamrod zo, bechol pam shehaya rabichia motze davar, ma shehaya asui limtochen beinei ishto, haya otfo betadito, umevi yalo. She used to bring her all the gifts.
Interesting.
this is very famous.
We learned
this, right?
Right. That's Rabbi Chiya. I remember the story,
but I remember
what's Rabbi Chiya. So I guess the question is, which came first? Did Rabbi Chiya make these... Normally we assume it's not a response to it, but let's just say for a second it is a response. Rabbi Chiya formulated these positions because his wife was the way she was, so the only reason it could possibly be that way is for the purpose of a yofi, the purpose of banim. Or maybe Rabbi Chiya thought this way about his wife, so he treated her in a certain way, so it led to this sour relationship. Or maybe that's just completely mutually exclusive.
He was always in the doghouse.
Right. There are a few Amoraim who had that situation, the Gemara in Yavama says, I think. Rabbi Chiya is one of them, okay. Gemara now says the two dots. So Manika es bina, one of the things she has to do is to nurse her son, or child. Lema masis in delo kebeishamai. This mission is not like beishamai. Why? The tanya nadra shlolahanik as bina. Let's say she takes another that I will not nurse my child. It's too uncomfortable. It's too much time. I'm not doing it. Beishamai omer mishomet as dad mipiv. You can you remove the dad mipiv. You remove her from nursing. Beishila omer kofa manikaso. You force her and she has to nurse the child. So how is this not like the right? So beishamai says you're allowed to. It's not a responsibility. Our mission says you must. She must nurse the child. Beishamai says no. She can take a nether, not have to nurse her. Further, the Brisa says nizgarisha. Let's say they get divorced. Eino kofa. You can no longer force, even though they're sharing the same child, but he cannot force her to nurse. Vimhaya makira. If he recognizes her, nosin laschara v'kofa umenikasa mipnei hasakana. Im makir, if he recognize her,
meaning that he would only nurse from her.
Ah, if the baby recognizes her,
yeah,
and will not nurse from anybody else, so then you can pay her to and then force her to nurse. But it's dangerous. What's the danger? Doesn't say, but
won't eat.
What?
Won't eat from anybody.
They didn't have powdered milk back then, so. Right? So we see from here that Beis Shammai allows one to not nurse. And our Mishnah says one has to. One of the obligations are to nurse. So the answer is the Gemara, not true. Afilu Tamer Beis Shammai, even Beis Shammai could be the author of our Mishnah. Hachu b'ma'eskinon, kigon shenadra, hi v'kayim la. This very Bryce is talking about a case where she took a nether and he was m'kayim it. Because of her Beis Shammai, who knows in etzva ben shina. So she literally what it means is he stuck a finger between her teeth. So we're saying in the case of a neder, it works. But in a chanami, there's such a chiyuv. But if he is mochel on the chiyuv, so then she doesn't have to nurse anymore. Ubeis hilal savri he nasa etzva ben shina. No, she. If we saw this discussion before, she, since she initiated the neder, even though he's mekayim it, it's really viewed as her starting this process. It's her what she's doing to it, and therefore he's allowed to force her to nurse the child. V'niflaga b'ksuba b'alma. So why not argue in general? So Rashi says, Nifka b'ksuba ba'alma, the last few lines of the page, Nadra milehenos lo, she makes nether not to get hana from him. V'kaim lan, he's mekaimet. Beishamai omrim teitze v'titel ksuba, beishamai omrim teitze below ksuba. Why not have the machlokas in general, whether when she makes a nether and she's mekaimet, who's at fault? Is it she at fault or is he at fault? Why is it a specific case, dafka by nursing? V'od, moreover, the Gemara says, Beishamai omrim eno menika. Beishamai elsewhere says that you're not menika, if he doesn't, in main erotah, she doesn't want to. Sounds like even when there's no neder, she's allowed to refuse from nursing. So Ella, You're right. It's nothing unique about Nether. Beishame's shita in general is that she has no obligation to nurse the child. Okay.
So
if the real machlokas between Beisham and Beis Hillel is about who's responsible when she makes a nether and he's makayim the nether, is it she's at fault or he's at fault because he's makayim it? So that's what we explain the machlokas here. Right. So if this is the machlokas about this case of Yanika, so why have such a specific case? Why so narrow? Say in general, by Ksuba, if she makes a nether by Ksuba and he says he's makayim it, is it chal because it's her fault according to Beis Shammai, or is it his fault since he's makayim it and he's at fault? So the fact that we're very specific sounds like there's something unique about Minika, nothing to do with this machlokas about who's at fault.
According to Beis Shammai, it's his fault.
According to Beis Shammai, it's his fault because he's exactly
right.
He's makayim it.
That's why she doesn't have to be Minika.
Exactly, because he's mochel on it. Sounds like.
So what's the maskana, Ela?
The maskana is that you're right. Because of the two questions we ask,
it's clear that it's not like Beis
Shammai. That exactly. Beis Shammai in general, forget the nether case. Nether happens to be a specific case, but in general, Beis Shammai thinks she can opt out of the Minika.